Ken Ludwig's backstage farce, Lend Me a Tenor, is at the Brown County Playhouse. It's a tidally staged, door-slamming production directed by Dale McFadden. Plays Wednesdays through Sundays through July 29th. I'm George Walker, and our guests, two of the actors from the show, Brad Bellamy, who plays the much-beleaguered general manager of the Cleveland Opera in 1934, and the person that everyone is waiting for, literally everyone, Paul Jackal, playing the role of the great tenor Tito Morelli. One of the parts of the show that's particularly enjoyable for me, Paul, is that you actually are a singer. When you actually do some of the little bits at the beginning, it really is a beautiful sound, fills the hall just in a lovely way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your part is interesting to me because not only are you gracious and almost heroic in various parts, but also you spend most of the show being slightly befuddled.
Well, that's what makes it fun. I think when Tito first comes on, he's not feeling terribly well. He's been traveling. His wife is nagging him. So when he comes on, he is they call him Il Stupendo. He's being very grand and very demanding and totally in charge of the situation, telling them that he won't come to rehearse. And then he gradually warms up. And one of the things I love about this production in particular, because Brad and I have both done the show before, but Dale McFadden, our director, concentrated on developing very genuine relationships between the characters. Once you establish the genuine basis for those characters and their relationships, that gives you the freedom to really go to extremes in the second act because the audience knows you. They believe in you. They believe who you are, so that when I have to play those scenes where I am literally going out of my mind, the audience goes right along with me because they've seen me thaw during the first act.
Paul Jackal playing the role of the great tenor Tito Morelli. Then Brad Bellamy, who plays the much beleaguered general manager. Brad, you as the general manager really start out practically apoplectic and
then
almost
get worse.
almost I think it's only in the final minutes that anyone has a sense that your blood pressure may be slightly down below the Vesuvia range.
It's true. It's true. It is a real sweaty part. You just start out in high dudgeon and the sweat just begins to pour as complications keep building and I mistaken identity and all of the other farcical elements start piling on.
There must mm-hmm. be points at which you actually say to yourself, I've got to take a little bit of a deep breath.
Oh, there are. There
or else,
are.
Or else I'm just a one-note character.
It's true.
How do you work
it's
that
true.
Out?
Well, that's the rehearsal process, really, is you sort of have to orchestrate the performance in terms of the energy level throughout that. And then the audience sort of tells you, okay, you can take a breather now because they're laughing. So you have that little extra breath of air that you can take there.
Now, you mentioned listening to the audience for that. And I wanted to ask Paul, are there moments at which you're picking up on the audience and you have some things that you're getting from them in the way that Brad is?
Oh, absolutely. You generally tend to gauge with, the first scene you're on stage, you get a sense of how this audience is going to respond. It doesn't always play out that way. An audience can warm up, as they go along. But the most fun is when you get to the point, like we did last night, for example, where the audience is a step ahead of the characters. Somebody will say something and you'll have the next line, but the audience is already, they're already laughing before you get to that line because they know what's going to happen next. That's when it's really fun.
We've been talking with Paul Jackal playing the role of the great tenor Tito Morelli. And then Brad Bellamy, who plays the much beleaguered general manager from the cast of Lend Me a Tenor, plays Wednesdays through Sundays through July 29th. I'm George Walker.